United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Jane Powell. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds presented by this station as a public service. Your thrift dollars are defense dollars, working for your country's defense as they build your own future security. Save regularly with Defense Bonds through the automatic payroll savings plan where you work. In a moment, our star, but first, Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra offer Harry's own brilliant arrangement of Great Day. Thank you, Harry. And now our star, the lovely and talented favorite of radio, recordings, and motion pictures, Miss Jane Powell. She appears in an original guest star comedy entitled Romance. For the performance of Jane Powell, we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
In a very small town in a one-woman telephone exchange, in another very small town, in a one-man telephone exchange.
Well, what color eyes do you like?
What color eyes do you like?
I asked you first. Oh, wait just a minute. I've got a call. Number, please. 32J, ring 2. One moment, please. There you are. Hello, still there? Hello? Hello, Tom?
Hello?
Oh, I thought you'd rung off.
I had to relay a long-distance call. Where were we?
Don't you remember?
Of course I do. Tell me the color of your eyes. Are they blue?
Well, do you like blue eyes?
Love them.
Mine aren't blue.
Oh, well, I'm crazy about brown eyes, too.
Mine aren't brown either.
Well, gee, what color's left?
Oh, there's green, hazel, gray. What are yours?
I'm not going to tell you until you tell me. Oh, I just saw the supervisor's car stop in front. Talk to you later, huh?
Mm-hmm. Bye, Tom.
Bye, Mary.
Gee, I wonder what he looks like.
Gee, I wonder what she looks like. Hello, Mr. Smith.
Howdy, Tom. Everything okay up here?
Oh, just fine.
No trouble on the southern lines today, huh?
Oh, no. Haven't had any calls going that way since last night.
Oh, just checking. Had some lines down for a few hours this morning. Down around Enid. Glad they didn't give you any trouble.
Oh, Mr. Smith, tell me, that girl that runs the exchange at Blossomville, what's her name?
Mary Turner, you mean?
Yeah, Mary Turner. I was wondering what she looked like.
Oh, just a girl, you know, nice looking. Why?
Oh, just wondering. She's got such a nice, friendly voice over the phone.
Yeah. Well, Just checking. So long, Tom.
So long, Mr. Smith.
Ready with your call to Meadtown. Blossomville on the wire. Go ahead, please. Oh, hello, Mr. Smith.
Good afternoon, Mary. Everything all right here?
Oh, just fine, sir.
Some wires down this morning at Enid. Just checking to see if they bothered you any.
No.
All right, Mary. Goodbye.
Mr. Smith.
Huh?
That man that runs the exchange at Valley Forks.
Tom Jones?
Yes. How old a man is he?
Tom? Oh, he's a young fellow, young side of 30, I'd say.
Oh, does he have a large family?
He ain't married, if that's what you're trying to find out.
Oh, I really wasn't trying to find out anything.
Ah.
Just curious, that's all. I mean, after all, we do talk to each other once in a while, and when we put the calls through, and... Well, I don't see what's so funny.
Yeah, he was asking the same kind of questions about you.
And just make sure you keep a record of all the long-distance calls on this form here.
I know. It ain't the first time I relieved you on a day off. Hey, how come you're taking it in the middle of the week?
Well, going to run up to Blossomville for the day.
Blossomville?
Uh-huh.
Why'd anybody ever go there? You have to change buses at Junction City. And, oh, there ain't nothing in that place but a feed store and two beehives.
Well, makes one more beehive than we've got here.
And keep the long-distance call records on this form.
Don't tell me. I know how. Oh, I don't understand why you're taking off in the middle of the week to go up to Valley Forks. There ain't nothing there but a feed store and a gas pump.
Well, I'm familiarizing myself with the country. Goodbye, Eve. I have to catch a bus for Junction City.
Well, I hope folks will be able to understand me with my teeth out, because the way my gums been aching, they ain't going to stay in my mouth long. Mail-order teeth ain't what they used to be, believe me.
Can you tell me where the telephone exchange is?
Sure, Buster. Right over there, side door to the feed store.
Thanks. Oh, no.
Hmm? Oh, you want something? Wait till I get my teeth in.
Oh, no, never mind. How could a girl sound so nice and look so awful?
Would you please direct me to the telephone office?
Sure, miss. It's right over across from the filling station.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Huh?
Are you the telephone operator here?
Yes, ma'am. You want to place a call? Don't mind the stuff on my face. It's calamine lotion.
Oh, no. How could a mine sound so nice and look so awful?
A cup of coffee, please.
You want a donut or anything, huh?
No, thanks.
What's yours?
Just coffee. Black, please.
Coming up.
What time's the bus for Valley Forks?
6:20. Here's your coffee, honey. And yours, too. Donut or anything?
No, thank you. Is the bus for Blossomville on time?
Well, no reason why it shouldn't be, honey.
Would you pass the sugar, please?
Oh, of course. Cream?
Thank you. You live here in Junction City?
No. Do you?
No, just passing through.
Me too.
A funny world, huh?
Yes. What makes you think so?
I don't know how to explain it. My own fault, I guess. I got myself all built up about a girl, and finally I saw her, and gosh, I've never been so let down in my whole life.
That makes two of us.
Two of us?
Mm-hmm. What happened to you?
Well, I don't know this girl, not really, see. Just talked to her on the telephone. Oh, we yacked at each other 3 or 4 times a day. It's been going on for 3 months, but I've never met her. Well, her voice is... It's just beautiful, you know what I mean?
I sure do.
Well, today I got a substitute to take over my job, and I got on a bus and went to see what she looked like. I don't think it's very funny.
Oh, yes, it is. Because I'm the girl you've been talking to. That was my substitute at the switchboard. I just came from your town where I saw a boy with calamine lotion all over his face.
Mary?
Yes, Tom.
Oh, Mary. Your eyes are green.
Oh, Tom. And yours are blue, huh?
Oh, Mary.
Oh, Tom. Hey, look, kids. This is a lunchroom and a bus station here.
Thank you, Jane Powell. I know our guest star audience enjoyed your performance.
Oh, thanks, Rod. It's really been a pleasure being here. And especially since I'm a strong believer in defense bonds.
Well, a double welcome is in order.
No, seriously, Rod. It isn't hard for me to be enthusiastic about defense bonds. I've always found them to be a fine way to save and a very good investment. And now with the improved features of United States defense bonds, I'm even more enthusiastic.
Right you are. Today, defense bonds pay more interest. They have a shorter maturity period. They have improved terms throughout. And remember, too, that you have the privilege of holding your maturing E-bonds at interest for as long as 10 extra years.
That's right, Rod. When we invest in defense bonds, we help to build America's strength while we're providing for our own future security. And it's easy to save with defense bonds when you use the automatic payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. Please let me urge you to invest regularly in safe, sure defense bonds. There's no finer investment in the world. Thank you, and goodbye.
Goodbye, Jane Powell, and thanks again for being with us.
Back in New York, Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra ring down the curtain on our show with a special Sosnick treatment of Rise and Shine. Been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds, presented by this station each week as a public service. May I express our thanks to Jane Powell for a fine performance, and to the members of her supporting cast, Peter Leeds, Gerald Moore, Gil Stratton, and Lorene Tuttle, and to her director, Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another famous star and more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll be with us. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you that this is National Thrift Week. A time to renew the practice of regular saving for your own sake and your country's. Take practical advantage of Thrift Week. Join the payroll savings plan for defense bonds at work and have the youngsters buy defense stamps through the school savings plan at school.